Kia ora, and welcome to Family, Whānau and Disability, a podcast brought to you by Parent to Parent New Zealand. We are here for the many Kiwi families out there caring for a disabled child or family member. We know the journey caring for a disabled or a neurodiverse child is not an easy or a straightforward one. So this podcast is a place to explore the issues that affect us, to share stories, swap tips, and even have a laugh or two. We would love for you to join us each month, so make sure you subscribe. Please also be aware that the views shared are those of the individual and may not represent the views of parent to parent.
This podcast is brought to you by Parent to Parent and Care Matters. Please note that any opinions expressed by the speakers are of the individual speakers themselves and do not necessarily represent Parent to Parent or Care Matters as an organisation.
Welcome to Connect, Inform, Support on Free FM 89.0. Brought to you by Parent to Parent, the not-for-profit organisation supporting families and whānau of babies, children, teens and adults with any type of disability or health impairment.
Hello humans, welcome to the programme. I'm Louise, your host and producer, and we're going to carry on the topic of Care Matters, finding and employing a support worker, by talking today to Tyler Brummer from MyCare. Tyler is the chief scientist of MyCare, which is the way to get help at home your way, the easy way to find, manage and pay for the help you want, and no joining fee. With thousands of pre-approved workers, you can choose the local person who's right for you and deal directly with them. So we're going to find out from Tyler a little bit more about MyCare and how it all works and how you guys can use their service to help find and employ support workers. Originally from Colorado in the United States, Tyler spent the first decade of his professional and academic life in ecological research, wanting to help the environment as he is a keen outdoorsman. After studying a master's in environmental science, he moved to New Zealand to work on a PhD studying the effect of flooding and irrigation on river health. While he thoroughly enjoyed his time doing ecological research, he came to realise a radical shift was needed in our society to change the way we treated the environment. Personal experience led him to realise that a more socially connected, empathetic society was the only way. Tyler co-founded We Visit, along with Sam Johnson, which aimed to improve the lives of elderly and young people by matching them up in mutually beneficial relationships. In 2017, they merged We Visit with MyCare to grow and scale what they started at We Visit and help MyCare realise its ambition of creating a community and relationship-based model of home care where choice and real human connections are at the core. At MyCare, Tyler leads the operations and research teams, spending much of his time listening to people who use or could benefit from MyCare and improving what they do all the time. Welcome to the show, Tyler. Thanks for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Louise.
So can you tell us a little bit about MyCare to start with?
MyCare is a purpose-driven organization that focuses on two main things. The first is helping people find support in their local community, and the second is helping people find meaningful work. So we consider MyCare to be a connector, so we're a support system, essentially a piece of technology that helps people connect. Some people call us the Airbnb of home care.
So what's your role at MyCare then? What exactly is it that you do?
My job title is Operations and Research Lead. And that sounds a bit flash, but really the research side of it is just about, I spend a lot of time talking with families who are looking for support and people that use MyCare to figure out how we can make what we do better.
Excellent. So looking back at your history, you started out as an ecologist pretty much, environmental science. So how did you go from there through to MyCare? How did that happen?
A lot of people ask how I ended up going from environmental science into home care. But I guess I spent 10 years of my life working in environmental science from a kind of ideological view where I wanted to kind of save the planet. But then I realized we actually don't need a whole lot more research about kind of how we're damaging the planet. And my kind of personal experience led me to believe that if we could create a more connected, socially connected society, a more relationship-based, community-based society, then I think we would treat the planet better because we'd actually need to consume less. So I guess kind of my theory and my purpose in life changed a little bit.
That makes a lot of sense. Actually, I have a background in ecology myself, so it makes perfect sense to me. I completely agree. So so going back to MyCare and how it all works, so how do people, if they were looking for support workers, how would they go about using MyCare for this purpose?
So my care really focuses on making it easy, but it's also quite a modern way of doing things. So we've developed a mobile app and a web app, so you can log onto the website and sign up. And people just enter a few details, and some people ask us kind of, why do I have to sign up to start looking for workers and that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. And one of the big things that we talk about is around trust and the fact that arranging home care is quite an intimate thing. Mm-hmm. It's quite a safety conscious thing. And so we ask people that if they're really serious about looking for workers, if they can, you know, join the community in kind of this safe way.
Yeah.
And then once they log in, they can hop onto our search bar to find workers. And essentially what pops up is like a Google map. Mm. With a whole bunch of pins and a bunch of profiles of different workers in your local area. So it's relatively easy, and I guess the other side of it is really just about listing kind of what you're looking for, and it's kind of similar to a lot of other kind of app-based kind of things where you say, I'm looking for a support worker or a companion or a buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they have these characteristics, these skills, and then workers can start reaching out to you.
Yeah.
And applying for those roles, or you can actually reach out to workers and say, hey, you look like you might be a really good fit. Do you want to apply for this position?
Cool, fantastic. I like that fact with the safety aspect as well, because we often think about the safety of the people employing the support workers, bringing someone into their home, but thinking of it in the other way as well is just as important to ensure the safety of the people doing the support work.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's all about, you know, it's about privacy. It's a little bit about safety. And so we try to, you know, we care just as much about the workers as we do about the people that are seeking support.
Absolutely.
So
I'm aware also that MyCare is a contracting platform. So how does that differ from employing people, and why did you choose to go down that path?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting question that comes up quite a bit. So when kind of the founders of MyCare were out there trying to figure out, you know, what path to go down, they looked around at what was going on in the industry, and it seemed like most people were that had individualized funding or the personal budget tended to go down the employment route. But really the ethos of MyCare is about kind of mutual relationship. And, you know, didn't really find that the kind of employment model really recognized kind of mutuality.
Yeah.
And so that's really why kind of we ended up deciding to be a contracting platform.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just a couple of examples. So, you know, like with health and safety, so if you employ somebody, you take on 100% of the responsibility for health and safety.
Yeah.
Which is quite a big thing for a family.
It's
who's
huge,
just trying to employ, you know, a support worker for, you know, 2 to 10 hours a week.
Yeah, especially if you've never done it before, it's all rather scary.
Exactly. and it's really easy to enter into those arrangements of actually really understanding what the implications or the liabilities are.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons for doing this podcast, is to help people see that.
Yeah, cool. That's great. And so, you know, in contracting, health and safety is the responsibility of the worker.
Yeah.
And it's also the responsibility of the family to provide a safe workplace. So that kind of goes to that kind of mutual responsibility and shared responsibility that we really believe in.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So what's your advice to families on how to find the best support worker for their situation? You mentioned that the website has a sort of a way of sort of looking at people's profiles and stuff, but how would you advise people to go about it?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because, you know, even if you log on to MyCare and start looking for people, it's not always, it doesn't solve all the problems.
Exactly.
So the key thing that I kind of start with is really just thinking about imagining kind of the perfect person for the role. And that's not just skills and experience. It's also personality and background and, you know, kind of how they're going to really mesh with your family and with the rest of the support circle. And then, you know, if you're a really good writer and you really can articulate that into a job listing, that's great. But we also have, you know, a call center of, you know, 3 people that are there to help you through that process, and so really focusing on describing kind of what you're looking for. And the other thing that's really interesting on MyCare, which is quite different from, you know, if you posted a job on Seek or something like that, is that you can reach out to workers. And so we really encourage people to, you know, reach out, because sometimes, you know, people are on the platform, but they're not that active, so they're not seeing the new job listing.
Yeah.
But also sometimes they're just like, oh, I kind of might be okay for that role, I might not, but you might see something in their profile that you recognize will be a really good fit for your family. So just reaching out really can be a really effective way.
Yeah, so it's, like you said, it's all part of that mutual thing, so people can go and say, hey, look, you look like you could do the job I really need doing. Do you want to give it a go?
Yeah, definitely.
Great for introverts as well, I think.
People
who are afraid to put themselves forward.
Huge for that.
Cool. So you say you have a call centre as well, so if someone logs out onto MyCare and registers and is still a bit lost as to how they start, they can call your call centre and they'll walk you through it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So they're available from, I think, 7:30 to 6 p.m. at night. Even if you kind of get onto MyCare website and are looking around and you're like, I still don't know if I want to sign up, they're there to chat with you answer any questions, really, and point you in the right direction.
So. That's excellent. So people don't need to register to be able to talk to the call center.
Exactly. No,
fantastic.
They can talk to us anytime.
That's great. That's great. Do you, are there any other issues that you're aware of that families need to be aware of when they're contracting a support worker?
I like this question because it really made me think. And there's not a whole lot to be aware of, but and I think it's almost just thinking about, it is flexible. I mean, workers have choice in who and when they work, just like the people that are looking for workers have choice in who comes into their lives.
Mm-hmm,
So that mutuality means there is, more choice over those relationships, and it's a slightly different dynamic.
Yeah.
And then I guess the other things are just around the fact that, if things aren't working out, that's okay. And, with contracting, if you have really good communication and do it right, you can exit agreements and try to find somebody else that kind of fits that role. So
excellent.
So I guess there's not a whole lot. But it's just a matter of kind of changing the mindset about what that relationship is.
Yeah, looking at it more as a mutual relationship, like you said, as opposed to an employer-employee power struggle. Okay. But what I was going to ask you was personally was going back to your involvement from going from environmental science through to MyCare. You started out doing a program called We Visit with Sam Johnson. So. What led you down? You said you were looking at how we could essentially save the world by being a better people. But what got you into that the human side of saving the world rather than the environmental side?
That's a really good question. My personal journey coming to I grew up in the States. Now I live kind of 15,000 kilometers from my family. kind of the whole concept of personal relationships and community took on a bit of a new meaning to me because I kind of acutely felt the effects of isolation, being so far away. And so, I met Sam, and he had just kind of come off of all of the success of the Student Volunteer Army after the Christchurch earthquake, and was trying to figure out kind of how do we get that coming together to help each other out that happened after the earthquakes, but do that every day. And one of the places where we saw it acutely, I mean, just because, Sam and I are of the generation where our grandparents are living to be 80, 90, 100 years old, and it becomes a very isolating time of life as well. But we're not always in the same location as our families. So we're like, how can we support our elderly family members in a really meaningful way? That doesn't really exist kind of in our kind of Western culture. And so We Visit really started as kind of a human-centered model of aged care, where we match up students with older people. The young people can help the older people out at home, but also learn from kind of the wisdom, experience, and perspective of those older people. And so that's really kind of a human-centered model of care. And then we saw MyCare. It was like, oh, my goodness, here's a piece of technology where we can take what we were doing on spreadsheets and do it kind of across the whole of New Zealand.
Fantastic.
And really start to fundamentally shift the way we connect in community and support each other locally.
Yeah, excellent. So it's almost like going down the traditional Māori model of looking after your elders and big communities. Because my husband's Māori, and I spend a lot of time down at the marae, and it's very much like that. It's very much you look after each other and you reach out to each other, and it's quite alien to a lot of my in-laws that you wouldn't care for your elderly relatives and you wouldn't care for your sick relatives. It's quite strange for me to be on the other side of the world from my family. They're all quite amazed that I made it over here. So
yeah, it's definitely the case, and I think it's been really interesting kind of as we talk across all different levels, from government to, you know, health boards to local NGOs, all the way down to people that are arranging their own care. Mm. You know, kind of the immediate thing is they bring that up. It's like, oh, that's a indigenous model or a Māori model of care, and that's really great. And so, you know, everything that we're doing really isn't, you know, it's not rocket science, and it's not anything new, but we're actually just using kind of a piece of technology to help develop the essence of that philosophy back into kind of the, you know, Western model of home care and community.
And I think that's it. I think because people do move so far away from their families, they've kind of lost touch with the idea of keeping in touch with each other, and you forget that you're part of a community. And yeah, even technology itself can be quite isolating, because you're not out in a group of people, you know, meeting up for drinks or whatever. It's all done by Facebook. So
exactly.
I like the fact that you're using that technology there then to promote this community togetherness, village mentality.
That's really what we like from a technological point of view. I think that when MyCare started, they thought that they were a tech company.
Yeah.
But then, Sam and I came along and were like, well, actually, it's really just using technology to create real human connections. And so it's kind of like the post-Facebook or the post-social media world where, technology is important, but it's important in so much as it can connect us. So.
Exactly. It's a great tool, and it needs to be utilized properly. Fantastic. Well, was there anything else you wanted to tell us about MyCare or about what your plans are for the future?
I guess MyCare is working really. A big part of what we do is spend a lot of time working with decision makers and government to make kind of self direction and the ability to have kind of choice and agency over your own destiny when it comes to disability support and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so. Mm-hmm. Really what we want to see is everybody in New Zealand having the choice at least to arrange their own supports and choose the people that come into their lives and that kind of thing. So we spend most of our time doing that. And if there's anybody out there kind of in the community that wants to help advocate with us, we really welcome that because it's, with the transforming, disability sector going to more personal budgets and that kind of thing, it's... there's a whole lot of challenges and things to work through.
So. Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. The disability transformation is hopefully going to make it so that people do have complete agency over their own lives, not just personal care and the basic necessities, but this whole, I want to live a full and complete life regardless of whatever of the additional needs I may have. You know, and this needs to be made a reality. So let's hope MyCare can be a big part of that.
Definitely. And I guess one of the kind of the really cool things that happens on MyCare is that we have people, that are arranging support, but they're also providing support. And so, the platform and the ethos of what we do is not just that, there's people that need support, but we all need support, but we also have something to give. And so I'd encourage people to, think about, even if I get support on MyCare, what could I provide to the community?
That's a really nice way of looking at it. So, as I noticed, some of the things you put on as support that's offered is just being a buddy to somebody, going around for a cup of tea.
Yeah,
going having a chat with someone. That pretty much everybody could do that, if they've got 5 minutes in the day.
Definitely.
Excellent. All right, well, I think we're just about out of time. So thank you so much for speaking to us today, Tyler. It's been fascinating.
And, thanks, Louise. I appreciate it.
And long may MyCare continue, and I hope it continues to grow and be part of this huge disability transformation.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Times are hard and rents are high. What can a working girl do? But struggle through another day, then I'll take care of you. Nights are long and dreams are cold. If they're all you wake up to, but should you rise?
there from Tyler about MyCare, showing us a great model of not just providing care and support workers in a very much a clinical setting, but also creating that sense of community and that sense of taking a village to be part of something. And that really speaks to me as a parent, as well as just another human being in the world. In that I've always maintained the old adage that it takes a village to raise a child, and I moved from the UK back in 2004. So we've moved around a bit till landing in the Waikato just at the end of 2009. So it's taken me a few years to build up my little community around here. And I mean, I had the fortunate connection of having kids at school and kids at kindy, so I automatically had a group of people that I had something in common with, and I met a lot of people through doing stuff with my kids. But I could imagine it being very isolating to be out here either on your own or with a partner, just with no connections to the local community. And you know, how do you get involved? And volunteering is a great one. But I love this idea of MyCare, you know, just reaching out and saying, hey, want to go and have a coffee with somebody regularly, and just building a potential friendship from that, and just knowing it's that old concept of saying hello to your neighbours. I mean, very few people in town nowadays know their next door neighbours well enough to, you know, invite them in for a coffee. We are becoming much more disconnected from the people who are physically around us, and we may have loads of online connections and cyberspace connections. I've got a lot of friends online, but most of them live on the other side of the world. So I think it is important for everybody's health and everybody's mental health, and for the kids coming up in the next generation, to feel part of this community, to feel part of a group of people who care about each other and who'll be there for you if something goes wrong and who will look after you. I remember being in Waiuku when I had my second child, and a group of people who I'd become friends with around there, and they all brought me food. You know, second child, people often just think, meh, people are going to get on with it. First kid gets lots of attention, but the second child, not so much. So it really meant a lot to me that these people who I'd befriended through various voluntary programs recognized that I needed support and help, and came around and dropped off casseroles and lasagnas and stuff. And it meant a lot to me. And I've always felt that I wanted to do the same for other people. And I've always felt that when I have the capacity to give back, then I should do so. And I do that through this work that I'm doing for Parent to Parent. I do it through advocating for my friends in the disability sector, because I'm not quite so strung out by the whole system and fighting against the system. So I have the energy and the emotional energy to fight for things that I believe is right in terms of accessibility and understanding. So This is a brilliant idea. So going back to the idea of employing a support worker, I think this idea of Tyler's going forward of you're inviting someone into your home to do potentially fairly intimate work. So you've got to feel that you trust this person. You've got to feel comfortable with them. You've got to feel safe with them. And on the other side of things as well, if you are a support worker, if you want to provide that kind of care to somebody or just that companionship, you have to feel safe too. We read all sorts of horrible stories in the news about people being hurt or taken advantage of or abused by people that they thought they could trust. So the more we can build up that level of trust, and the more we can show people that these incidences are rare, and the reality is that people are generally good people and they want to help and they want to reach out, that's something to raise your kids in as well. And it's a good example to set for the next generation, that reaching out and looking after each other and taking care of each other is the right thing to do. It encourages empathy, it encourages standing up for the underdog, and it hopefully would discourage bullying. You never know. Just teaching kids that looking after each other is the norm. Caring about what happens to other people is the norm. And when you have the capacity to offer care, whether that just be a friendly ear. Next week, we're going to be talking to some people who have actually had to hire care workers, who've had to hire people to either work for them or for a loved one in a supportive, caring role. We're going to find out a bit more about the personal side of things and a bit more about their story and the problems they may have encountered and how they dealt with those problems, and and the potential pitfalls. So we've got a lot of tools in place, such as Care Matters and My Care, to enable people to make these connections. But we'll find out a bit about the actual lived experience of what happens when you need to create that relationship, when you need to hire a support worker. So I'll speak to all you lovely people next week. Remember to check our website for the show notes, which will have all the links to My Care and Care Matters and the things that Tyler mentioned. And I'll speak to you next time on Connect, Inform, Support.
Connect, Inform, Support. Join us next week on Free FM 89.0 for support and information from parent to parent. The program can be downloaded as a podcast, and of course you can get more information on our website, parenttoparent.org.nz.
This has been Family, Whānau and Disability from Parent to Parent. I have been your host, Johanna. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that you'll join us again soon.